Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a couple nights ago, I was on KTNV News 13 to kind of tell everybody to be patient. Don't get mad at your local health department for the vaccine rollout, because my guess is there's something going on in terms of supply. We have a lot of demand. I would like to see more demand for the vaccine, but currently the demand right now far exceeds our supply. And it's starting to wear on people. They're signing up. Then their appointment is getting canceled. In Minnesota, they're doing a lottery rather than first come, first serve. See, first come, first serve, I never make it with first come, first serve either. And I was talking about how I always fail in lotteries. I never win lottery, bingo, megabucks. I've never won any of those. I've never even won a royal flush. I'm just not very lucky. But I'm also not good with first come, first serve. Okay? I can't sit there and be clicking on the button. When I get a plane ticket for Southwest Airlines, and I want to be in the A group, and I don't want to pay extra because I'm cheap, and I'll sit there and just wait right at the 24-hour mark so I can hit, and then I end up getting like a B20, and I'm like, what the heck happened there? I just never do well with first come, first serve. I just don't. And also, it's really, really hard to do that in person, you know, because if there's like a little old lady there, or if there's somebody, who has a disability, I don't want to push myself in line. So the problem I have is if there is ever a first come, first serve, I'm like, oh, you know what, just go ahead of me, you know, because I don't want to stand in front of a kid. You know how bad that looks? It's not a good optic. So we are seeing symptoms, right? And everybody's having a fit about the symptoms of, oh my gosh, well, this rollout is poor. And I think Missouri is a number one in the state for their vaccine rollout, number one in the U.S. in terms of their speed. I think West Virginia comes in next. Nevada had rated low. And people are like, well, it's our governor and it's our officials. And I said, no, it's not. There's more to it. There's more to it. So we hear in the news today that the European Union is getting pretty ticked off at Pfizer, at AstraZeneca. We just spoke about this. And the European Union might want to hold off on exports of the vaccines till they get what they paid for. Now, if we could kind of roll back the tape. In the summer, the Trump administration had to prepay for vaccines if they wanted to know that they were going to get their 100 million doses or their 200 million doses. Since we have 328 million people in the United States, those are assuming those people that actually filled out their census. We have to assume we need about 700 million doses because everybody needs two shots for this vaccine. Now, we didn't know who was going to make it first. We didn't know if it was going to be Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Merck. I think we gave how many millions of dollars to Merck? Merck just pulled out of the race for their vaccines. So we had to diversify. We had to buy some here, because we didn't know who was going to make it to the finish line. Pfizer made it first, got their FDA emergency approval first. Then came Moderna. Now, AstraZeneca, we haven't approved yet. Yet AstraZeneca has already been given out in the UK. Why? Well, it has a European base. And AstraZeneca is supposed to give us, I think, 100 million doses, if I remember correctly. I have to kind of keep track on what we're supposed to buy. When the CDC head, Dr. Walensky, said she really doesn't know how many vaccines are here, I could see why. All right? I don't blame her for that, because this is kind of a cluster. So AstraZeneca owes the European Union millions of shots. They're having some issues with production. Pfizer is having some issues with production. Not sure what's going on with Moderna. We know Moderna had some issues with their gel packs and some of the freezing components where the vaccines were getting too cold. So we're having production issues. Could be, as I said before, maybe they don't have enough glass to put the little things in those little glass vials. Maybe they don't have enough of those little rubber stopper thingies. Maybe the printer is down, right? They have to print the label. You know, it says COVID vaccine. Right? Maybe somebody did a typo with a lot. Or maybe it just takes time to make millions upon millions and millions of doses, double check the product, make sure the product is good. I mean, this is mRNA. Okay, this isn't something that you can mix up in your kitchen. This is mRNA, and it has to be done correctly. We could fine tweak the vaccines fairly quickly, but to produce a vaccine like that, it takes time. And everybody's like, well, gosh, you know, the pharmaceutical companies knew that they were going to have a lot. Why didn't they start on it? Well, it costs money to produce millions of vaccines. You know, Johnson & Johnson, we're still waiting on their clinical 3 trial results. If they come up with any percentage lower than 95, that might affect who's going to buy their vaccine. Now, Johnson & Johnson has something to sell. Johnson & Johnson is a one-shot vaccine, and I already told you, if they have 80% efficacy, unlike the 95% we're told from Pfizer and Moderna, which, by the way, originally Pfizer said 90, and then they said, oh, you know what, it's 95. Once Moderna came out with their 94.5. So I still don't really get, you know, if that's 100%, if we could really, really count on, okay, is it really, really 95% effective? But if Johnson & Johnson says, look, we're only 80% effective, you still want it? If it's only a one-shot dose, yes. If I was President Biden, I would buy that. I would buy that up and administer that like crazy. Because still an 80% effective vaccine can still save lives. So I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan of that. But the European Union is now threatening to hold off on exports because they need their vaccines. It's every man for themselves. Remember I told you a while back that I think America had bought a bunch of Sanofi, did a pre-order for Sanofi? Sanofi is, I think, out of France. And so the French were like, wait a second here. We need the vaccine. So you're gonna ship to America before France? Now, I'm not sure what's happening with the Sanofi shot vaccine. I think they're still in the race. I haven't double-checked that in a while. New York Times, by the way, has a tracker. But, if Europe decides that they don't want to export the vaccine to America, and we don't have enough American companies making the vaccine, right? This shortage we have is going to get worse. So what does it mean with your second shot? You know, do you delay on your second shot? Basically, we're not going to have a choice if they want to delay our second shot or not. You know, hopefully as many people get one. But, you know, delaying our second shot and waiting for more to come in might not be a reality. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And since people don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-362-3254. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials, and GCN, that is making the show happen, and the multiple affiliates that play the show. Thank you so, so much. We know there's plenty of other choices out there, and the fact that you choose my show, or, you know, are stuck with my show, God bless you for that. All right. So, many of you have had concerns about the vaccine and have told me that you refuse to take the COVID vaccine because you don't want anything to touch your DNA. And I'm like, well, you know, what's it going to do to our DNA? Well, it's poison and I don't trust it. I'm like, you can trust it. And then I painstakingly made a video with beautiful illustrations on how the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine do not enter the DNA. Quit accusing Pfizer and Moderna of trying to mess with your DNA. how the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine work is the little mRNA is encapsulated with some lipids that gets absorbed into a cell. The cell nucleus might be taking a nap, doesn't care, do whatever, let it still sleep. mRNA gets absorbed into the cell. The cell has ribosomes and other aspects within the cytoplasm that could take that mRNA that has instructions on how to make the spike proteins, get those little spike proteins made so our immune system can be like, oh, these are the spike proteins we need to learn? Yeah. Cell's doing it. DNA is fine. DNA is sleeping. Doesn't have to do anything. Just let the cell do its work. Spike proteins start to come out of the cell. Immune system notices the spike proteins, learns the spike proteins, gets ready, builds antibodies for the spike proteins. So when real COVID comes, we have antibodies that can fight the COVID virus. mRNA dissolves, goes bye-bye. Spike proteins go bye-bye. And our muscle cells, yeah, they might be a little inflamed. They might hurt a little bit. For the most part, are fine. We don't think the muscle cells die. We think everything goes back to normal. The immune system might need a booster, but fine. Okay? So I convinced you all that the DNA is okay. You don't have to panic about the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine touching your DNA. Well, some of you then have asked me about the DNA viruses or vaccines that Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca are making. Those will, you know, ask our DNA to wake up and do some work. It's not supposed to tinker with the DNA. It's not supposed to change our DNA. I'm still going to be a blonde. I would love for a vaccine to make me real blonde. Right? I'm still going to have my googly eyes. I'm still going to be me. And I'm very open to getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine. But those vaccines are a little different. So they use like a vector. So the AstraZeneca vaccine is called the CHA, not CHAZ, CHADOX1 nCoV-19, or the AZD1222. And that vaccine is about 62 to 90% effective. And that's still better than the flu shot. I believe most of their trials are people under 55 years old. Barely. Age group of that one. And basically what it is it's a adenovirus. Now, we spoke about this. Adenoviruses are viruses that circulate and cause colds. Most of our colds and our sinus infections were probably adenoviruses or rhinoviruses in the past. This year, we have COVID as a main circulating strain. But there's still adenoviruses that give us cold and sniffles. But the pharmaceutical company can't use one of the adenoviruses that our body's already used to, because we need to prime an immune response. And we need it to be kind of new for the body to go, oh, hey guys, this is something new. So with the AstraZeneca, they're using a vector or a virus from a chimpanzee, because we don't get infected with chimpanzee viruses. The adenovirus doesn't kill. The adenovirus causes cold, you know, if that. And they can modify it and weaken it. But it will allow a vector to bring in DNA, to bring in genetic material into our cell to make us make these spike proteins. Remember, it's all about the spike proteins. COVID, I need to like come up with a little COVID. Gosh, if anybody knows where I could buy a little COVID thing, you know, so I could show people. I know this is radio, so people can't see, but I do Facebook Live. So for those of you, by the way, that listen to my radio show, I Facebook Live, so I videotape some of the segments, the ones where my hair looks okay. So the spike proteins on the COVID, you know, is what they use to kind of get into the cell. The spike is like the key. Our cells have receptors, these ACE2 receptors. The key goes into there, gets into our cell. So we need to have an immune system that can find these spike proteins. Because it's kind of, the spike protein kind of shields the inside of the virus in a way. So our immune system is only going to pick up what's on the outside, pretty much. Well, yeah. Again, I'm really simplifying it. So we need our body to learn what these spike proteins are. So with the AstraZeneca, they take a modified version of a chimpanzee adenovirus known as CHA for chimpanzee, CHADOX1. Chimpanzee, ad for adenovirus. Ox, probably for Oxford 1. This could enter the cells, but it can't replicate in the cells. It's been genetically designed to not replicate in the cells, so you don't get sick with chimpanzee adenovirus. You will not get a chimpanzee cold from this because it already has been genetically tinkered to not cause illness. Now, what ends up happening? So, you get the vaccine, this adenovirus gets into your cell, and the adenovirus bumps into the nearby cells, nearby muscle cells. The nearby muscle cells, right, also have protein receptors, so this virus will latch onto it. That's what viruses do. Virus will latch onto cells and come inside. So now, this chimpanzee adenovirus cell, which is weakened and shouldn't hurt us, okay? I know you guys are like, I don't like it already. It's cool. The chimpanzee adenovirus comes into our cell. Now our DNA gets involved, going, okay, now what's this? You know, like, wake up, dude. DNA's, yeah, hey, Bruno. So then the adenovirus might escape from its little bubble that it's in, and then it travels to the nucleus because it's on a mission. It has genetic material. And what happens is it pushes its DNA with ours. Now, our DNA is like, what the heck is this? Well, there's some instructions there. So the adenovirus is engineered to not make copies of itself, but it does have the gene for the coronavirus protein. It's basically a vector. It is bringing a message to our DNA saying, you need to make this. Now, the DNA, our DNA knows how to make mRNA. So rather than the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine having an mRNA that could just use our cell components to make the spike proteins, this needs our DNA to make the message and then the cells make the spike proteins. So AstraZeneca's shot, and I believe the Johnson & Johnson one, needs, the Johnson & Johnson one is called AD26COV2S, or Johnson & Johnson 7843-6735. And so it uses an adenovirus also. And the adenovirus, by the way, Johnson & Johnson used this sort of technology to fight Ebola. And their adenovirus comes into the cell, again, injects its message, its DNA into our nucleus. Our nucleus turns around, makes the mRNA, builds the spike proteins, and now the body fights it. Johnson & Johnson's shot apparently can work in one shot. AstraZeneca, you need the two. So what does that mean? What could possibly happen if the vaccine delivers an adenovirus that gets absorbed into our cell and tells our DNA to do something? Well, if the message is exactly what we're told the message is, okay, you know, to not vote one way or the other or overpay on our taxes, but if the message is for the DNA to make spike proteins, and that's all it's going to do. Now, I know some people are a little nervous going, wait a second. Anybody could inject anything to tell our DNA to do anything. Not really. Our DNA can't, like I said, there is no way my DNA will ever make me a real blonde. There's no way the DNA will ever make me a size 2, okay? I think the DNA, you know, has that, you know, they're union, you know, they get the breaks, you know, they work their pay grade. They won't, you know, do anything extra. And so the genetic instructions that we are making, which are being, from what I understand, you know, being, you know, supervised, is a virus coming in with mRNA, with DNA, to tell our DNA to make mRNA to make spike proteins. Right? And it's going to work very similarly then as a Pfizer Moderna vaccine. But I know you're hearing people freak out about DNA, you know, getting involved. That's, in a nutshell, what these vaccines do. 1-877-DOLLY-4.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Tuesday. One of the things being bantered about on the floor is a new coronavirus stimulus plan. Brian Deese is a White House director of the National Economic Council. He tells CNBC the plan put forth by the Biden administration is needed to jumpstart the economy.
You know, we think that this is a sensible approach and calibrated to the moment that we are in right now, where the risk of not acting, the risk of inaction at this precarious moment in the economy really outweighs the risk of sitting back and waiting and seeing as the virus accelerates and as the economy moves downward.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas says all customs and border protection construction on the U.S.-Mexico border wall will stop by the end of Tuesday. This complies with Biden's executive order that was issued last week. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is moving forward tenuously with the new power-sharing agreement.
This victory will let us move forward with a 50-50 power-sharing agreement containing all the elements of the 2001 model, because it will sit on the very same foundation.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell agreeing to move forward since two Democrats announced they want to keep longstanding filibuster rules. What this means is all legislation still requires a 60-vote threshold to move forward. Several major airlines are issuing travel waivers as a major winter storm is bringing severe weather to parts of the country. The National Weather Service says regions in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast are expected to see a bout of heavy rain, snow, and strong winds on Tuesday. In anticipation of the winter storm, American, Delta, Southwest, and United have issued waivers, and hundreds of flights are also being canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So airlines are issuing a flurry of travel waivers. I love that. According to USA Today, as the winter storm drops, quote, historic snow in parts of the Midwest. Apparently, a major winter storm blanketed parts of the middle of the country with snow that was forecast until late Tuesday in some areas. Traffic was disrupted. Even some coronavirus testing sites had to be closed down. They say the National Weather Service said at least 4 inches of snow is expected across an area stretching from central Kansas northeast to Chicago and southern Michigan. Parts of southeast Nebraska and western Iowa might get more than 3 times that much by Monday morning. More than 10 inches of snow had already fallen in parts of eastern Nebraska by Monday evening. Several closures of coronavirus testing sites have been closed. National Weather Service meteorologist Taylor Nicolaisen said 10 to 15 inches of snow was likely between York, Nebraska, Des Moines, Iowa, and it has been 15 years since the area received that much snow in a single storm. It is historic. So airlines have issued waivers and proactively are canceling flights so there aren't stranded passengers and planes. The destinations covered, travel dates, and other things will be, you know, notified to customers. And America, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, United have already issued waivers covering travel. So for those of you about to fly out there, you might want to rethink it. According to FlightAware, 73 flights have been delayed. More than 178 flights into and out of and within the United States have been canceled for Tuesday. About 70 canceled for Wednesday. Now, I live in the West, and we woke up to a winter wonderland. It was absolutely exquisite. Las Vegas to have snow, we lost our minds. And I told you, I sustained a pretty interesting injury today. I sustained a cactus snow injury, something you never, ever see. So I documented it just in case it has to get, you know, published. But I had been drawing smiley faces in the snow. And there was snow on a barrel cactus, a nice disc of snow, fresh powder. So when I did a smiley face in the barrel cactus, I poked my finger. So not too good. Anyway, when it comes to the West, we are looking at possibly feet of snow being dropped on the Sierra Nevadas. So for those of you that really like powder and want to ski, want to get safe, you're going to get some pretty good skiing. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Now, you know, it's interesting. We have these flight restrictions where you can't enter a plane if you have a proper mask or not. Is it Lufthansa? I can't pronounce it. But there's an airline in Europe that does not want the cloth masks. They are now banning any cloth mask. You have to wear surgical, medical-grade masks in order to get on the plane. You have many countries instilling travel bans, your need to get COVID tested, your need to do quarantine. And I told you when I, you know, saw a lot of these, for example, when the CDC had said if you want to return back to America, you're going to have to go into quarantine. If you fly, you know, go away, let's say, for, I don't know, spring break, you know, try to enjoy, a trip to Mexico, wherever, and then you try to come back to the United States, you're going to be forced to not only take a test before you get on the plane, but then once you are here, you're going to have to quarantine, and then you're going to have to take another test. And I discussed this. To me, that's just their way of saying, look, we don't want you to travel, or we don't want you to come back. And so, you know, I want to get this airline correctly because I think other airlines are going to follow, and I really, really apologize. I'm trying to find it right now, and I can't spell it, so I can't pull it up. And I apologize. So, you know, apparently in Canada, they have noticed that, here we go, it's Lufthansa. Lufthansa? Where do they go? I'm sorry, you see, I don't internationally travel a lot. I don't really travel that much. So, yeah, anyway, they revealed that they're going to stop their masks wearing from being these. They go to and from Germany. Ah, okay. Oh, these are just flights to and from Germany. They want the hospital-grade masks. Those are going to be mandatory. They don't like the gaiters and things like that. But I was talking about in Canada, they say 50,000 flight reservations have been canceled, not because of weather, but because of mandatory COVID-19 testing. They say travelers returning to Canada have to show negative results before they could leave. And so airlines are seeing 50,000 people, remember, Canada isn't as populous as we are, canceled since the federal government has introduced their mandatory pre-departure COVID-19 testing. So why do we care about, you know, what happens in Canada? Well, if much of that testing is here in America, and we're still hearing of testing shortages, if countries are demanding that people get tested, and they're here in our country, then those are our tests being needed for other countries' people. Now, mind you, I don't care what country you're from. As a doctor, you're in front of me. I want to take care of you. You're a person. I don't care where you're from. But we are being told that some COVID-19 testing centers not weather-related, you know, have closed or have started to become more strict and stringent on COVID testing. And we've heard that many people now have to pay. So when you hear that Canada can't come back unless somebody tested here in America, who's paying for those tests? What if they don't pay for the test? Does the Canadian government do it? I mean, are we still doing free tests? Are we doing free tests for international travelers? Do we have enough tests? So I bring this up because, you know, it's interesting. One is, you have people that still, it's evidence to the fact that people don't like to test. Two, people don't like being told they can't come home. Three, our tourism industry is going to probably suffer for much longer than we think if countries are going to demand that anybody coming to America gets tested, then quarantines, then gets tested again. People are like, you know what? Maybe I don't have to go to that conference in America. Maybe I don't have to go down and, you know, enjoy, you know, Florida. Maybe we'll just stay home. Maybe we'll just stay in. You know, hubby and I found that a lot of travel internationally was cheap with everything going on with the pandemic. So we were going to do that, you know, British Virgin Islands, you know, island hopping trip where you rent a sailboat. Gosh, it was so inexpensive. We rent a boat that has bathrooms on board. We sleep on the boat. And then we go from island to island and we snorkel and we scuba dive. I'm not going to do that if I can't find a test and then come home and not be able to go back to my regular life. And I get why America's doing that. I get why America has this ban or these restrictions on flying to another country. They don't want people to bring viruses in from other countries. But my problem with this is when does it end? There's going to be another Ebola outbreak. Ebola every couple years surfaces again. There's going to be new variants of this coronavirus. There's going to be deadly flu. Not sure what's going on with flu this time around, if flu is being competed with COVID. I've never seen a flu season this low. Now, but then again, we also don't have a lot of people testing. So a lot of people having flu, we don't know because they're not going in and getting tested for flu. There are flu cases, but not to the same degree. But my concern, though, is you know, how do we go back to, all right, there's a deadly flu that's, you know, kills 60,000 a year. You know, nobody has to test. Nobody has to get vaccinated. Nobody has to. We're doing all this for COVID, and I understand why. COVID is deadly and COVID kills, but flu kills. Ebola kills. Are we going to, from here on out, have these restrictions? And the travel industry cannot wait for things to loosen up and people feel freely to go. And now with all these new variants, there's, you know, America needs to kind of keep its borders safe. So what happens to the travel industry? What happens to future of travel? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
She's bad. She's bad. Yeah, I'm not that bad. You know, it's interesting. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of my medical school peeps, you know, ask me if I get questions and how do I answer the medical questions, because they remember, you know, when I was in medical school, how I would answer medical questions in class. And I was, I really kind of, you know, elicited my lack of knowledge back then, but that was when I was a medical student. So for my co-students, I did learn a couple things since graduation. So yeah, I do have some medical questions. We have a listener who is asking about blood in the stool. So we're taking this they didn't want to be on air, and that's fine. I don't blame you. I talk about my medical issues all the time, but some people are, they're a little bit more shy, which is fine. So we'll talk about blood in the stool. When do you worry if there's blood in the stool? Okay, well, I don't want anybody to worry. You know, people will say, when do I worry if I'm losing weight? When do I worry? First, don't worry. Okay, address it. If you worry, you sit there and you're biting your nails and you're like all scared and, you know, like, oh my gosh, is my will okay? And we don't want you to worry. I don't want you wasting any time worrying, but I want you to address something. If you have a lump in your breast, if you have a lump in your testicle, I don't want you to worry. I want you to get off your butt and get it looked at and address it and knock it out of the ballpark. We don't have time to worry, okay? You know, I'm not a worrier. I'm not a worrier either. I'd like to. A worrier sounds all, you know, sexy. I'm a worrier. No. Okay, don't spend time worrying. Just get it addressed. Got a lump in your breast? Go and get that seen. Get it taken care of. Alright? You got a boogie in your nose? I don't know if I have a boogie, but I need to blow my nose. Just blow your nose. Don't be worried about, oh, I'm going to have to blow my nose. Or, oh, I'm going to have to lose weight. I see this all the time. You know, oh, I got to lose weight. Don't sit there and talk about it and have a dissertation. Just do it. Do. So you got a lump in your testicle? Go get it taken care of. You got some blood in the stool? Get it checked out. But people want to know, they ask, when do I worry? Because what they really want is the opposite. When can I blow it off? How long can I blow it off? I do telemedicine. I'm licensed in multiple states, and people call in with a whole variety of things. And I answer the question they ask, but they're not happy with that. Many people want, so I could wait, right? I could wait 2 days. I could call my doctor on Monday. I can, and on some things, I'm like, no, I think you have an appendicitis attack. You need to go now. In telemedicine, it's a little frustrating sometimes. I love doing telemedicine, but the patients get frustrated because us doctors start saying, I don't know, more often than they've ever heard us in our industry do. Because if somebody's coming in with abdominal pain, or a testicle mass, or a breast lump, or a mole, we would already start evaluating, and before we tell you what we think, we have already done a physical exam. But with telemedicine, and it's over the phone, if somebody's like, so do you think my abdominal pain can wait till Monday? If I say no, they don't like that. But like, so I have to go in now? If I say I don't know, they don't like that either. I'm like, I didn't examine your abdomen. I can't tell. It's sounding like it could be appendicitis, sounding like that. So with blood in the stool, I was trained a little differently from the average medical student when it came to blood in the stool. If you have blood in the stool, it depends on the color. There's a couple different types of colors. When it's bright red blood, it means it's kind of more distal or more towards the, you know, end of the GI tract. And if we see drops of blood, we assume that there's a spot, a little vessel that could be bleeding. If it's streaked along the stool, we think that might be because of a fissure or a spot a little higher that the stool kind of went down and kind of got a, you know, a stripe, you know, like with a race car when you kind of paint it. If the stool altogether is bloody, then that might mean there's a process within the colon causing the stool to bleed. You see, it's all really mechanics and plumbing and science. It's not really rocket science, it's what we doctors do. So when we ask you about blood in the stool, we're going to get kind of specific because we could get a little better idea of what's going on based on where the blood is. Is it just a streak? Is it all mixed up? Is it just a drop afterwards? And then that kind of tells us where in the GI tract it could be. We're going to ask you about the color. If the color is a dark blackish color, and that means it's been in your GI system for a little while. It's had a chance to oxidize because what does blood do? Blood gets darker with time. So then we know it's higher up in the GI system. So we basically can time what's going on based on what you described to us. Now, any of the following warrants a doctor to take a look at you. Because if you have a GI bleed or if you have dark stool and we think you are bleeding from an ulcer in the stomach or an ulcer up in the intestine, the small intestine, because as our GI system goes, we've got the mouth, we got the esophagus, we have the stomach, we have the small intestine, then we have the large intestine, then we have the rectum, and then we have the anus. And the anus is the opening out to the air. So that's how I remember it. So if you do have an ulcer, you know, we don't want you bleeding, you know, and for long periods of time, becoming anemic. We don't know if that ulcer is going to open up and become a more, you know, a more of a geyser, you know, in terms of a bleed. So if we know that you have blood in the stool, we're going to want you checked out immediately by a GI doctor. If we see bright red blood in the stool, we're going to want to know immediately what's causing that. Is it a hemorrhoid? Did you have a fissure? Did you, you know, do you have an abscess? Do you have a mass? You know, a cancer that might be bloody and irregular and causing blood in the stool. You know? So, the most common cause of blood in the stool is a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoids are where the veins collapse, and it's from a lot of pushing or sitting or being a truck driver or being pregnant, let's say, you know, or pushing too hard, and genetics. And so, hemorrhoids are kind of the more common cause. But the problem is some people have hemorrhoids because they have something else going on. You know, I had a family member who had hemorrhoids, but it's because they had to push so hard to poop because there was a mass higher above that hemorrhoid. Nobody did a colonoscopy back then, so nobody knew. And he ends up dying of colon cancer. And I'm not saying that to scare you, but we can't just say some blood in the stool is a piece of cake and, you know, oh, it's just a hemorrhoid, because we just don't know. And if somebody does have hemorrhoids, why? Why do you have to push so hard to poop? Is it because you have a mass? Is it because you're eating poorly? You know, maybe you're pregnant. So my experience with blood in the stool is a little different because I trained under a doctor that became, unfortunately, infamous in Nevada. He had a clinic where he did a lot of colonoscopies. And the colonoscopies were done so quickly that there wasn't a proper cleaning, we were told, in between. And after Medicare stopped the, you know, you get paid for anesthesia, you get paid for, you know, the procedure, when bundling started to happen, they went from having anesthesiologists doing the anesthesia for the colonoscopy in his surgical center to nurse anesthetists, who are great, but there was some sort of a process that happened with the propofol that was given, where a needle was kind of left in the propofol bottle, and as they were aspirating the propofol to give to the patients, the needle was still in there, and unfortunately, blood from somebody else got plunged into the vial. I've described this more in detail, but that kind of what happened. But I trained with that doctor that ran that clinic for my GI month rotation, and he had taught me that any patient with blood in the stool needs to get a colonoscopy. And, you know, he didn't go into why, but I assumed it's because you just never know, you know, that if why somebody has blood in the stool, you have to just always make sure that there's no, you know, mass, and you want to make sure that, you know, the GI system is clear from the colon standpoint. And you know, maybe it's because, you know, he wanted to increase numbers, who knows, but that's how he taught me. Some of the other students in my class might not have gotten that same exposure. And so when I had a patient who was a weightlifter, 25 years old, had some blood in the stool, I go, you got to go get checked. You know, you got blood in the stool. GI doctor said, why did you send him? He was young. I go, because he had blood in the stool. He said, good, you did. There was rectal cancer. So I don't want to scare you guys, but just don't blow anything off. We need to make sure that there's, you know, nothing causing it that's more serious. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.